The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Notice what the Bible says here in Acts 7, verse 59. That's Acts 7, verse 59. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Stephen had just delivered a most powerful and corrective sermon, and they didn't like that, so they killed him. But did you notice what he said as he was dying? He said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, meaning my mind, my attitude, my character, my mold of whom I am. Not his soul, because he didn't have a soul, neither do you or I, but receive my spirit, which makes me me. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7 says that the spirit returns to God who gave it. God keeps the spirit of every human being. That way he knows the character, mindset, and attitude you have when you die. God knows which resurrection you will be in by your mold or mind or spirit that went back to God at your death, and he will resurrect that soul that died and give that same spirit that went back to him to the right person. And you, that soul that died and returned to dust, will be resurrected in the same mindset and attitude with the same character you had when you died. So where do you go at death? The soul that sinned shall die. The person that sinned shall die. You don't have an immortal soul. God's word doesn't teach that either. That teaching is false and pagan that Satan has pawned off on this world to blind us from the plan of salvation. You don't go to heaven or an ever-burning hell fire at death. Man became a living soul. He was a dead soul until God put the breath of life in him. Dust you are, and unto dust shall you return, says God Almighty. Notice in John 3, verse 13, that John 3, verse 13, Christ is speaking here. He says, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Now that's pretty plain, isn't it? You don't have to be a Philadelphia lawyer to understand what Christ said. He said, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, speaking of himself, that he would go back to heaven and sit at the right hand side of God the Father after he was resurrected. He said, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven, or that would be in heaven, and that is in heaven now. And as I said, that is real plain language. Anyone should be able to understand what Christ said. Notice in Acts 2, verse 29, on the day of Pentecost, Peter was speaking here, and he says, men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Yes, this verse said David was dead and buried. Doesn't say anything about David being in heaven. Did you notice that? Let's read that again. Men and brethren, let us speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried. Notice that, my friends. David is both dead and buried, and this was 1,000 years or so after David had died and was buried. And his tomb is with us to this day. Yes, this verse says that David was dead and buried. Doesn't say anything about David being in heaven. Verses 30 through 31. Therefore, being a prophet, speaking of David here, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, or in the grave, or in the tomb, nor did his flesh see corruption. Did you catch what verse 31 said? Notice that verse again. It says, Christ's soul was not left in the grave, or in the tomb. Notice that, my friends, Christ's soul was not left in the grave or in the tomb. Now that is also telling us that Christ's soul was put in the grave, but not left there. Christ was resurrected in 3 days, not a day and a half. Jesus Christ, as he was in the human flesh, was a soul just like you and me. And his soul died, but his soul was not left in there. His soul, he himself, Jesus the Christ, was resurrected in 3 days, just as he said he would be. Notice in verses 32 through 35, this Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. In other words, this Jesus had been resurrected. at that time when Peter was speaking. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Yes, people were amazed on the day of Pentecost by the power of the Holy Spirit that God the Father sent through Jesus Christ. Verse 34, for David did not ascend into the heavens. Notice that. David did not ascend into the heavens when he died. But he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. In other words, he says, God the Father said to Jesus Christ, sit at my right hand. And that's where Christ is today. Christ is the only one that has gone back to heaven when he died, or at least after his resurrection. Not when he died, but after he was resurrected. Christ's soul was put in the grave, just like you are, or I will be, or you will be, when you or when I die. And like anyone else that has died, they are dead until they are resurrected. They didn't go to heaven. They didn't go to an ever-burning hell fire. Let's read that again. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Christ said he was the only one that went back to heaven, and that's true. Verse 35 says, till I make your enemies your footstool. In other words, that's where Christ is until he returns to this earth. He'll be seated at the right-hand side of God the Father until God the Father crowns him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and governor of this entire earth and sends him back to this earth to take over the kingdoms of this earth. Notice in John 5, beginning in verse 28, John 5, verse 28 and verse 29, Christ is speaking here. He says, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. Did you notice that? All that has died is what Christ is saying here, or all that will live and die will hear his voice. Verse 29, and come forth those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation, or a time of judging, or a time of judgment. Speaking of at least two resurrections. Now, if the soul doesn't die, then there would be no need for a resurrection. But God wants us to understand that everyone or every soul that lives will die and will be resurrected. Resurrected for a special purpose. God said that he breathed into the nostrils of Adam the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. But till that time, Adam was a dead soul without the breath of life. So is everyone when they die. They are a dead soul, because you are a soul, and the soul that sins shall die, so says God Almighty. Hebrews 9, verse 27 has this to say. Hebrews 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment. It is appointed to all to die once, but after the first death, a time of judgment, a time of resurrection, a time to be resurrected, and a time to be judged. In other words, a time to be resurrected and to be under a time of judgment. When you will have your mind open to understand the truth of pure and true religion, where there is no pagan and false religion taught, and no pagan satanic customs practiced. At that time, your mind, the spirit that God gave you, will be linked to God's Holy Spirit, which will give you an understanding of God's way and will aid you in building holy, righteous character like God in Christ, bringing you to the point of being born again, this time into the family of God. But it takes God's Spirit linked with the Spirit in you, your mind, to accomplish that. Notice what God has to say in Job 32, verses 7 through 9. That's Job 32, verses 7 through 9. I said age should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. God says there is a spirit in man, or there is a mind in man, that can be linked with God's Spirit. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration, that is God's Spirit, linked with your spirit, your mind, gives him understanding. Verse 9 says, great men are not always wise, nor do aged always understand justice. Well, why don't they? Because they don't have God's Spirit leading and guiding and directing them and building God's mind and his character and his attitude in them. That's why you can be very old and still not have too much understanding. You can have physical understanding, but you can't have the understanding of God and the plan of salvation. With that spirit in you, if you allow that spirit to form and mold and shape you, that is God's Holy Spirit linked with your spirit or your mind, God can bring you and will bring you to the point of being born into the family of God. That is your destiny. What an awesome destiny it is. You can make that destiny in this lifetime if you would hear God's call and answer by being willing to give up self and tradition of false pagan religions and customs mixed in religion today. Surrender wholeheartedly and begin obeying God's word as you understand it. God will not give you more understanding unless you obey what you know. If you begin to obey the truth as you understand God's word, then God will continue to give you more understanding. He will pour out His Spirit on you and open your heart and mind to understand pure and true religion and the plan of salvation, and why you were born and where you're going and what your destiny is. But even if you don't surrender to God in your first life, God wants you to know you will be given that opportunity. If you haven't had it in this life and stubbornly rejected it, God wants you to know you will be resurrected. We quoted John 5, verses 28 and 29, where Christ said, all will be resurrected. Notice in Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 20, beginning in verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now this is speaking of the first resurrection that will occur at the return of Jesus Christ. It's also speaking of those that will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, those that are living in Christ at His return. Notice verse 5. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Yes, the first resurrection occurs when Christ returns, but the rest of the dead will not live again for 1,000 years. That is telling us there are at least 2 resurrections. Verse 6, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Hebrews 11, verse 35 has this to say, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Yes, the first resurrection is called the better resurrection, and indeed it is a better resurrection. Well, I see my time is up. We'll break off here and we'll pick this up on our next program. Keep listening. This is a very important topic that you need to understand. If you want to understand the plan of salvation, then you've got to understand what happened to you when you die. If you would like more help, we invite you to request our free booklet, Lazarus and the Rich Man, and the free articles, Is Hell Real and When Someone Dies, by calling us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. or order online by logging on to our website. You may also listen to pre-recorded programs by logging on to our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you can pick up, and continue to order and request our free literature.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.